There is nothing I can do or need to do to experience myself. I am the one who is always present to all experience. And my presence is self-evident, wholly and fully present. I can't experience myself any more than I am at this moment, because I am the very self-experience. I can't control or change. Self-evident experience of me, the self-luminous me. Other experiences I can control. I can stop the thoughts in my mind, at least temporarily. I can change the thought. I can change the direction of my perceptions. I can practice techniques to absorb the mind, all kinds of things I can do to control and change mitya, my experiences of the creation of the body, of the mind, of the sense organs. It is not true for me. And the constant the knowledge has nothing to do with gaining an experience. It has to do with differentiating the experience that is already present. It has to do with understanding the experience that is already here, of recognizing the changelessness, the freedom, the wholeness of my own nature. That is not away from the mitya, the changing experiences, but is at the same time free. I am the self of the experiences, and I am free from the experiences. Both are true. I am the being of the experiences, but I am free from the experiences. Whatever the perception, whatever the vritti, knowledge, viveka, is the recognition of the changeless me amidst the changing vritti. The satyam, which is the self of the mitya, of the words that we use in Vedanta to point to yourself, Yatma, Brahman, Shanti, Asanga, Ananda, Ananta, Chit, Chaitanya, consciousness, existence, fullness, wholeness, limitless, changeless. The meaning of all of these words in reference to the self has to be revealed, unfolded. Ananta, without end, ananta, without end. Can mean there are endless supply, so many of them. Endless in terms of time, endless in terms of space, endless in terms of quality. Ananta, endless, infinite. These words have only relative meaning until the words are handled as pointers, lakshanas. To point to your own changeless, timeless being. The being that is here right now, self-evident. All of these words can work to point to it because you are here. The whole Vedanta, all of the words, are handled to make your mind differentiate and recognize what the words are pointing to. If we say the self is timeless, changeless, and is ananda, fullness, we have to be talking about an ananda or a wholeness, fullness that's different than that which comes and goes. If I say aham anandaha, I am ananda, and aham anantaha, I am limitless, I am ananda, I am limitless, I am advaita, non-dual. What is the Swarupa Lakshana, the very nature of myself that these words are pointing to? And the Shruti says, Anandoham, you are Ananda. I am Ananda. You can say, the Shruti says that because you are the source of the Ananda expressed in the mind. That's also true, and the mind is happy. The source of the Ananda is yourself. And so since you are the source of the Ananda expressed in the mind, the Shruti says, you are the Ananda. That's Tatastha Lakshana. But what is the Swarupa Lakshana? What is the Swarupa, the very nature of the self? What is it? The one that allows the mind, or is the source of the mind's expression of variegated forms of bliss. What is the Swarupa, the nature of your being? That source Ananda, Swarupa Ananda. That has to be recognized. The Ananda that is Ananta, that is limitless, that is changeless, that is ever-present, that is Svata Siddha, self-evident. That Ananda that I am right now. What is that? Not the Ananda simply as the source of a vritti's experience of joy, but the Swarupa Ananda, your being that is present to the vritti, to sukha, to dukkha, in its own right. That you can say, I am whole. I am whole as the self of the dukkha. I am whole, the self of the sukha. I am changelessly whole, changelessly full, changelessly complete. I am the one who is free. Not the mind's appreciation of me. I am free. My very Swarupa, my very nature is free. Who am I? What am I like? My very being. The being that I can't make come and go, that I can't make expand or contract, become more or less blissful. What does this mean? The very self. When I have a blissful vritti, a blissful thought modification, Can I differentiate at that time? Between the ananda reflected in the vritti and my own presence. The vritti ananda can be differentiated from the swarupa ananda. The swarupa ananda doesn't go when the vritti ananda goes. The vritti ananda is because of the swarupa ananda. But the swarupa ananda doesn't go.